But your favorite restaurant or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson & Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson & Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson & Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hyde from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Wednesday edition of the program. I'm going to deem this the day of winning on Wednesday because we're going to play win game, we're going to go through win totals, and we're going to give you a full primer on SEC football headed into the upcoming season. A lot of South Carolina talk in recent weeks, a lot of Georgia talk as well. Want to give a full primer on the SEC. We'll talk some Clemson football, some Major League Baseball and Braves, and more. Look forward to hearing from you at 654-ROAR. From 9 a.m. to noon.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Welcome back, Producer Ramona.
Ah, thank you.
Yes, it's
thank
good to have you,
you
back. The substitute teacher producers all did very well.
Good.
But it's good to have you back.
Yes.
It's best to have you back.
Well, and, thanks.
Did you enjoy your time off? Did you? You didn't travel as much as you thought. Is that right?
No, because as everybody knows,
yes,
it rained
Noah's Ark
all day, every day.
You need a boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but we ended up going to the mountains for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
But yeah, we had good time.
Yeah. So did you cook at home then? Was your kitchen finally utilized?
Yeah.
So your kitchen was utilized.
Yeah.
That's the best reason to have her. You know, see, you don't want to have a car and let it sit too long because, you know, the seals get funny and everything else.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a kitchen and just let it sit and never be used.
No, she cooks.
Yeah. So that's good. Good. What was the best thing you ate in a week?
I don't remember. It's all good. I eat it. It's all good.
It's all good. Was there any?
Yes.
There's nothing especially was good. Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing stood out. No, no.
All of it's good.
All of it's good.
Yeah, all of it's good.
Okay, so she's quite the cook, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. So for you, there were no frozen dinner week.
No frozen dinners last week. No frozen dinners.
Well, good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. We have. We have lots to get to in the world of sports. We have some catching up to do as well. Obviously, I was not here yesterday, You know, when I got down here, Ramona, to the red light, there was a silver truck with the back windows open, and they had two dogs in the back of the silver truck. You talk about Mutt and Jeff. They had a Great Dane that looked like a Dalmatian. It had the white and black color. At first, I thought it was, from a distance, I thought it was a Dalmatian. I thought it looked too big for a Dalmatian. They had a Great Dane and a Cocker Spaniel.
Really?
It's a nice little mix.
That's pretty cool.
College football wise, Alabama has named their starting quarterback Ty Simpson, which we knew they would do all along, and so that's finally been decided. The AP is out with their poll, and John Mateer has been accused of gambling, which he insists that he did not. You know, look, here's my thing on the John Mateer thing. First of all, I don't know what kind of loser goes back and looks for something that this guy, obviously it had to be a Texas fan, you would think, you know, some sort of Texas fan looking for some sort of dirt on John Mateer. I mean, people are just nuts. Like a couple weeks ago, Ramona, I had somebody write me. I don't even know what it was about. This guy wrote me and said, Walt, you were wrong in 2017 when you said this about Texas A&M. It's 2025. Some loser who lives in his mama's basement wrote,
said you were wrong in 2017.
Right, wrote me, said, and apparently was showing, trying to show me something I said about Texas A&M from 2017. First of all I've said is bad things about A&M, and all they've been is bad, so I have no idea what it was. And since if you're writing me with something I said in 2017, trying to prove me wrong, you're the last person on earth I would read anything from.
I can't even go back that far.
I have no idea what you sent me. That's Instablock. You're gone forever. I have no idea. I wouldn't have any concept. I say all sorts of things. You know, I probably make more predictions than anybody in this industry. And, oh, by the way, some of them are going to be wrong because I'm not going to bet 100%. So if you ignore all the right things and you go back and try and cherry pick something from 8 years ago, you're the biggest loser that I've ever encountered in this industry. So again, why would I care what you think? But aside from that, I find it almost hard to believe I said something wrong about A&M in 2017 because I've pretty much hated them forever. Anyway, you know, so that's that. Ramona, I saw something today. I have no idea what this is. Maybe one of you people can help me with this. Because I have no idea. I saw this on a Twitter feed. I can't remember what Twitter feed this is. They tweet all sorts of stuff from all sorts of years. So it's a wrestling match, Ramona, part of the indie wrestling event, allegedly. And to me, look, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but many of you are. Like, to me, I would think this would be offensive, Ramona. I think, because it was offensive to me, right? And I don't get offended very easily. But, Ramona, I'm watching one dude fight two in a wrestling match in an indie wrestling event. Do you know who the one dude fighting the two is?
No.
Jesus.
Oh.
And
what?
And Jesus isn't physically touching these people. He's waving his hands and throwing them around the ring.
What?
Do they go right to hell for that? I'm just wondering, do they immediately go to hell for that? I'm not sure. I have never seen this before. Somebody asked Grok about it, and Grok said it's Caucasian Space Jesus. That's what the guy goes by. Caucasian Space Jesus. He looked just like regular Jesus to me. He was dressed.
He was dressed
like Jesus and made to look like Jesus.
Yeah, that's not good.
And he was throwing the other two dudes around the ring by use of his hands and commands.
Yeah, I would have switched it.
Yeah, I think that's like a bridge too far. I had never seen this. I don't know. It looked like old film, so I don't know when this was. Some of you people probably know what this was about. You can let me know. I have no idea. Camden Tiger said straight to hell, Walt. So I would think so. I would think so. Yeah. Hey, 346 loser, you've been stalking me forever. This is not the day. This is not the day. Trust me. Save it. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. But yeah, I was like shocked when I saw this. I mean, I hope this was something short-lived and that nobody agreed with, but it was absolutely awful. I mean, it was just, yeah, I agree with you, Captain Tiger. That's exactly what I was thinking. Text said, probably some atheist trying to be funny. I don't know. It was a real wrestling match. Well, I mean, as real as it gets. I mean, well, let me put it this way. It's the phoniest of all the phony wrestling matches ever, but there was a crowd. I mean, it was, you know, it almost looked like a high school gym type of thing. I mean, there was a crowd, but it wasn't, you know, your you know, old Madison Square Garden crowd or any of that. I can't read your text 607, but yeah. I can't read it. You can get in 654-7627. We're going to talk a lot of college football today. On the John Mathier thing. First of all, when I look at that situation, all right, you're tracking back to a period of time where John Mathier was a freshman. I don't know what he did or didn't do. I don't think a football player would write something like that on a public forum. I don't understand the Venmo thing, first of all. I don't understand why that would be public. But apparently, what I've come to understand in a little bit of research I was able to do before the show on this deal is that you can choose to go private or public on Venmo. And then people who are associated with you, affiliated with you in any way, they can see your messages. I don't know if that was the case here. It would appear to be. My point is this, okay? My first point is this. By the time the NCAA got around to investigating this situation, even if there was something to investigate, by the time they got around to it, Mathier would be the backup to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore for 3 years. You know, in other words, it's just pointless, right? He's already here. The NCAA would take a year to decide whether they wanted to investigate. And, you know, look, they're driven. They're always driven by media and source. And maybe they could be driven here, but I don't think people are going to keep this alive. I'm not sure. You know, we had the Hunter Deckers case a few years ago at Iowa State. I think I was 23. And he got booted from college football. But he gambled on a lot of Iowa State events. He gambled on a lot of stuff. There was apparently a lot of evidence about Hunter Decker suggesting he was gambling on all sorts of sporting events at Iowa State. That's not what Mathier allegedly did. You know, Mathier, if he did anything, he apparently made some sort of bet on a UCLA-USC game. I don't know if there was another game or not. But if he did, that's what it was on. And it was, you know, as a freshman at Washington State. I'm sorry. You know, we can play this game all we want about all the goody two-shoes in the world. I mean, all these organizations are now in bed with gambling organizations. So how long do we want to play like this? I mean, the reality is, you know what? You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who hasn't done what Mathier did. You'd be hard-pressed to find any college football player who hasn't done what Mathier did. It may not be posted on a public forum somewhere, but how many of them haven't done it? Now, you might be able to come back at me and say, well, Walt, you know, there are a lot of murderers, and the only ones that ever get charged are the ones who get caught, and a lot more get away that don't get caught. You'd be right. You'd be right. And so if Mathier is guilty of anything here, he's probably, you know, the one who got caught. Now, again, he's saying that he never gambled on football, whatever, that this was just a game, it was fun, you know, whatever. I don't think a college football player would engage in that type of fun
knowing the potential ramifications of it. If he did, then he's dumber than I think. You know, now, posting about actual gambling in his situation, also dumb. That's not something that you can be playing games with. You know, it's not. If you're a college athlete, you can't be playing games on public, on forums where other people have access to what you're buying and purchasing. Again, I don't understand why you didn't make it private to begin with, because apparently that's an option. I'm not really familiar with Venmo, so I had to look it up. But apparently you can keep it private, public. There are like three different choices you can make in that regard. I don't know why you wouldn't have chose private to begin with. But I don't know why any athlete would joke about betting on football games while you're a participant in college athletics. It's not smart. It's also not smart to actually bet and do the same thing. So either way, it's not smart. Either way, on Mateer's part, it's not smart. I'm guessing that it's real. That's my guess. I don't think you would engage in that if it wasn't real. But I don't know why you would have done it, period. I also don't care. Is it too callous of me, Ramona, to this point that I don't care? I don't care whether he did or he didn't. It's of no consequence to me. I don't give a rat's a whether this dude bet a little bit of money on USC, UCLA 3 years ago or not. I do not care. I do not care. Like I said, I'm sorry. You know what? Find me an athlete in college football that hasn't bet on anything. They may not have posted it on a message board. I'll give you that. But find me one who hasn't bet on something. Even though they know, I guarantee you the vast majority have still bet on things. They're competitive. That's what they do. So this to me is a whole lot to do about nothing. And like I said, you know, here's the thing. If the NCAA was so inclined to want to pursue this, you know, by the time they got off their fat A's and did something about it, it would be a year before they even began the investigation. It'd be 2 years before they figured anything out. John Mateer will be the backup to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore for 3 years before they come to any resolution. And by that point, who cares? So, look, this is a major distraction right now for Oklahoma, for John Mateer personally. But unless there's a lot of hard evidence about this, this will blow over in short order, and then John Mateer can get back to kicking A in football, which is what he actually does best. In fact, Greg McElroy just ranked him the second-best quarterback in America. That's even higher than I have him, I think. You know, and I think that's what he's capable of, and I think Oklahoma's headed for a banner season. And this is, you know, these are the type of dirty tricks that we see among the power broking teams in college football. And, you know, it's almost a mortal lock certainty that this had something to do with some sort of Texas fan who's probably 18 years old living in his mama's basement. Walt Deptula Road, or maybe he's 38 living in his mama's basement. More likely. Walt Deptula Road Rage, quick break.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and save up to $25,000 on a completed home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Set along the Swamp Rabbit Trail with a delectable menu, 15 plus beers on tap, a large indoor space, and an expansive outdoor area great for yard games, live music, and gathering with friends. Southernside Brewing Company has quickly become a favorite for locals and tourists alike. In addition to its delicious food and tasty craft beers, Southernside also has a full bar with wine, handcrafted cocktails, and an extensive bourbon list. Family friendly and sure to be a good time, visit southernsidebrewing.com for their menu and upcoming events calendar today.
We're brought to you today by GNC. Hope I'm not interrupting your workout routine, but the GNC Live Well sale is going on right now. Buy one, get one, 50% off everything in the store and at GNC.com. That's right, everything. Protein, pre-workout, creatine, vitamins, supplements, and so much more. Go for it all and don't miss out. At GNC, nutrition isn't just the department, it's the whole freaking store. You got goals, GNC has results. Visit your local GNC store or go to GNC.com.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Giving it up for your love right now.
Texter 395 wrote me and said, I'm a tier. I just graduated high school and I've used Venmo and joke too. I said crystal meth for a cheeseburger my buddy bought me. And I get that. But you see, the thing is, everyone knows that's a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's extreme. Would take as a joke.
And, right. And everybody knows that's a joke. A college football player can't be joking about betting on college football games. That's a completely different thing. It's completely. In other words, the college football player could have probably said what you said. And everybody would have known that was a joke. But the no-no is the gambling thing. And so, you know, whether that's real, whether it's not real, either way, you can't post that. That's the distinction. You're right, and I'm sure that goes on all the time, the kind of thing you're talking about, 100%. But if you're a college athlete, you can't engage in that type of stupidity. So that's the...
You gotta know that. That is so stupid.
Yeah, that's the...
That's gotta be dumb.
And yes, 245, they do care. They do care.
Remember that time that guy posted himself with a big pile of money?
Oh, yeah. We've seen that. Yeah. We've seen that a number of times. Yeah. Mostly, it turns out to not be true. But there have been some dummies. There without question, there have been some dummies. I mean, who knows? Dexter said... why, Walt? They do everything else. What do you mean? In terms of... I'm not sure what you mean. Everyone knows college athlete can't be involved in gambling. That's why. So you can't write that you're involved in gambling. That's not smart. It's just not smart. I mean, again, Decker, the Iowa State quarterback, got banned from college athletics in 2023 because he was gambling and was involved. So, yeah. You can't do that. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
Doing good, Walt. Just a little informational note. The Dalmatian-colored Great Danes are called Harlequins.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name. Yeah, I knew the name. I couldn't remember. It was just out of sight, out of mind.
Great dogs, gentle giants. You going to be watching the game?
Normally great dogs, gentle giants, but there are some cases of gang behavior with Great Danes and them killing people too. So, you know,
that's the rarity though. Yeah, that's honestly a rarity.
Yeah.
But any dog's capable of that. People don't realize that though. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the owners.
True enough. You gonna be watching the next three games? I know you said you're taking a break from the Mets, but it is the Braves.
You know what? Ted, I don't even know if anyone's even mentioned Braves Mets today. That's where we are. I don't even know if anyone's even mentioned it. Like anywhere. I don't know if it's been mentioned on a show. I don't know if it's been mentioned anywhere. So, I mean, you know, right now we're sort of at the who cares point. I mean, certainly it's right. Who cares with Atlanta, and I think it's sort of who cares with the Mets. I mean, the Mets are finding new and innovative ways to lose, and, you know, and it's just, it's not watchable. I mean, honestly, it's just, it's awful baseball. And, you know, what really galls me is, you know, this goes back X number of games now, but the non-Howie Rose Mets substitute play-by-play guy, I don't even know his name, the radio guy, Howie Rose, the regular guy, but they sort of swap out. This other guy was talking about, you know, how the Mets are just cursed of late and how, you know, they've just had the worst luck of any team in Major League Baseball. Look, the Mets have had injuries, but of late, this whole team is almost back healthy. And so those are just lame friggin' excuses for playing bad baseball. The Mets haven't lost because of bad luck. They've lost because they've played like the Bad News Bears before the transformation. That's why they've lost. They've committed stupid error after stupid error. They've made bad pitching decisions. They've made bad decisions as to whether send or hold runners at third base. They've just played terrible baseball, and that's why they've lost. So all the rest of it is excuses, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't need the aggravation. I don't need to invest time watching a team that doesn't do the fundamental things right and finds new ways to lose every night. And maybe they'll turn it around, maybe they won't. But you know what? Judge Judy's pointing at her watch, and it's growing late. It's growing late. And not only that, but the Mets' schedule the rest of the way is like the toughest in baseball because they had it easier early. So that doesn't bode well for them. I mean, you know, honestly, they just lost the whole series. They got swept in Milwaukee. I don't even know how many in a row they've lost now. 9, 10, whatever it is. They were swept in Milwaukee. They led every game. They led every game, and they should have won every game. They were in position to win every game. The Braves are actually playing a little bit better, a little tick up, because at least a couple of the young guys, you know, Baldwin's been raking, etc. So, you know, the Braves, look, the Braves know what they're playing for, and they're playing for next year. And the Braves also invested the amount of friggin' money that Captain Moneybags invested for the Mets to be playing this brand of baseball.
At least your owner will invest money. The Braves owners want to get out on the cheap all the time. Now, I got no problem with locking good players into club-friendly contracts, but when you have the group of talent that we have, you've got to go in and invest in players to see those friendly contracts produce something worthwhile. And if you don't do that, that's negligence in my mind. And I will say we are playing for next year. We're also playing spoiler. But I'm glad to see Michael Harris finally coming around.
Well, you know, they claim that, you know, they made an adjustment in his hands and that's what's been allowed him to hit. Why didn't they make that like 80 games earlier?
Well, that's why I don't like this hitting coach to begin with. I mean, you got to make a change because this is a – and that's not just the hitting coach. I think Snit's got to go, too, at the end of the year. And I'd do it now if it was me. But I guess that's why somebody else has billions of dollars and I don't. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to see the Braves continue to fight all the way to the end. Draft picks don't really mean anything to me. What I want to see is this core team the core team that we're going to have next year? Are they going to fight like hell to get every win they can the rest of the season? But that's all I got, Walt. I'll take it off the air. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ted. Look, I'm high on the Braves for next season. I'm higher on the Braves right now than I am the Mets for next season. The Mets are a giant question mark to me for next year. I mean, first of all, I don't know where Alonso's playing baseball next year. And Alonso's really the only right-handed hitter of any consequence they've had in the lineup all year. They've been terrible against left-handed pitching. They needed another right-handed bat at the trade deadline, didn't acquire one. The Braves, on the other hand, the Braves have been so successful, they can afford a throwaway year, a year where everything went wrong right from the start. It didn't get better. It got worse. You're going to need a different manager. I mean, it can't be Snicker next year. It's got to be somebody else. And the last thing on earth you'd want is for somebody to get sort of phony hot at the end, and then the Braves retain Snicker. I mean, he's got to go. I think everyone understands that. But you've got to have somebody with a little more juice, a little more zip, a little more energy. But I think when you look at the Braves on the surface, you know, you're going to have, assuming everyone's healthy, again, and the Braves really haven't been healthy the last 2 years, but assuming everybody's been is going to be healthy, then you and the SS&S boys have one of the best starting staffs in baseball next year. You know, that's with Sale and Schwellenbach and Strider. You should have one of the best starting staffs in baseball. Now, you know, you hope that Strider becomes Strider again. Right now, it looks like he'll be good, but maybe not that guy again. Like, maybe he's just lost a little on the top end that he might not find again. I don't know. I don't know about that. But even so, even if he's not the guy that people originally saw, he's still really good. And then with Sale and Schwellenbach, that's an elite staff. Whatever the other pieces are, that's an elite staff. If you start an outfield, if Michael Harris is back to being something like Braves fans thought Michael Harris was, well, if you have an outfield of Acuna and Profar and Harris, that's elite. That should be an elite outfield. That should be one of the better outfields in baseball. Again, you started out the year with like nothing. I mean, the first thing that happened is Profar got himself booted and you didn't have Acuna. And then Harris was in a three-quarter of the season slump. So, you know, the outfield was just dysfunctional. You know, the infield, Olsen started slowly. Riley's been hurt. You know, it's good that you're seeing something from Nacho in Riley's absence. But with Olsen and with a healthy Austin Riley, and again, I wouldn't play him before next year. I don't see any reason to play him. He's had the same injury twice now in a period of X number of weeks. Why screw with that? You know, you're going to need another middle infielder at some point. You know, I think Braves fans would like more of a frontline shortstop. But look, you can get away with playing a guy who's really good defensively at short in Allen as long as a starter, as long as you hit in other positions. I mean, you know, shortstop's never been a position that's necessarily known for offense. It's been a position that's been more about defense. And I think, like, the Braves pitching staff would be fine with Allen as your everyday starting shortstop. I think Braves fans aren't, but I think the Braves pitchers would be, especially if you're getting offense from other places. And this team never gave themselves a chance to get offense from other places this year because they were hurt, and then you just had so many guys having sort of anti-career years. So, to me, I think you largely stay status quo, except you change the manager. And then you tinker with a few pieces here or there. You know, you have to decide what you're going to do as a closer for a closer next year and, you know, that type of thing. But I think these are questions that can be reasonably answered. And Vegas is going to prove this because when we come back and we reconvene for all this, Major League Baseball next season, the Braves are going to be one of the favorites. There's no question in my mind. So it doesn't matter. They win 70 games. Doesn't matter. They're going to come back next season, and they're going to have a win total that's really similar to what they gave them this year. It's going to be like 94.5. Maybe more. The Braves are going to be one of the clear favorites next year. So I think, as a Braves fan, I think you just sort of write this off. And then you come back next year and you do it right, and hopefully from the Braves' standpoint, you stay healthy. Walt up to the road rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
At Davis Services, we know the true value of quality and reliability. Our team is dedicated to delivering top-notch solutions by choosing only the best brands in equipment and materials. At Davis Services, we train our workforce with more than 6,500 working hours per year, so our technicians are methodical in diagnostics and repairs, ensuring your needs are met with precision. Experience the difference with Davis Services today. Call us at 864-432-1785 to schedule your appointment and discover unparalleled service.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
It's a summer scorcher at the Tiger Sports Shop. Get ready to beat the heat with sizzling summer savings on all your favorite brands. Stay cool in performance activewear with Lululemon and Nike. Perfect for those hot summer days. And don't miss the hottest headwear selection around. Remember, Tiger fans, football season is just around the corner. Gear up now and be ready for every game day. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigerports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plotter here. I would be delighted if you joined us Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. Dane Young, UGAsports.com, is going to join us. We're going to see where Georgia is in their preparation for the season. Also, don't forget, a lot of Win Game Wednesday. You come up with your team. You want to know, we'll do the win game for you. That's when you join us. We'd love to have you talk a lot of college football. Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in 654-7627. Let me tell you about Burn Digital. They're the other half of us, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. It's just that easy. You'll 100% thank me later. It's, again, we're like the side that you see above water, then there's the below water side that makes it all run. You know, it's the duck's legs that are paddling. Well, that's them, except they're more like a nuclear submarine than a duck. You know, from a technological standpoint. So, yeah. Burn Digital, they're the best. Take advantage of it, the other half of us. Lots to get to. I want to get to some of this college football conversation and talk about, you know, I've been thinking more and more about this. First of all, let me just touch on a couple things out of Clemson's camp. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about the running backs. Okay. I'm not going overboard on this. All right. I already went overboard because way back when I did my running back room rankings, I put Clemson 13th in the nation. People thought I was crazy. They're like, wow, nobody's even carried the ball. How can you do that? I mean, that's crazy. Now it sounds like people want to make them number one. Well, they're not that, okay? I mean, and I'm not fully buying everything we're hearing. If you buy everything we hear about the running backs, this is the greatest backfield of all time. You know, Adam Randall is, you know, Bo Jackson. Eazy-E is, well, Dabo Sweeney's already said, and I think people lost sight of this somehow, but Dabo Sweeney had already said X weeks ago that Eazy-E was Wayne Gallman, a more explosive Wayne Gallman. I noted that at the time. I said it on the show. I said, a more explosive Wayne Gallman would be pretty good. And you can see that. Remember, he said these things. He said that Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman and that he runs, quote unquote, violently. Violently. See, I don't think there's any back beyond those top three, okay? You tell me about Adams all you want. I don't see any, no offense, and I think Adams runs hard, etc., but I don't see any reason to give him the ball. I'm sorry. Look, I just call it like I see it. I think you have three guys who are better and that answer that call. Now, unless, and this is one thing we don't know about this whole group, we don't know about their ball security. We really don't know about them in pass protection other than what we hear. Right? There are things that we're not going to learn until the games are underway. There's no way anybody can tell me about anything with ball security with these running backs because we haven't seen it. We don't know that answer. You know, and you can tell me whatever you want about practices or whatever else, but the games are going to determine that. And you can have a plan for who's going to play. Well, if plan A for who's going to play, if plan A means you fumble twice in game one, well, no, you're no longer on plan A. You're on plan B. You move right to plan B. Plan A is gone. Two fumbles, go sit down. You know, you basically going to have a one fumble allowance if that. And we don't know the answer to that. So I think we need to be cautious now. So it's funny because when I said 13th in the nation, people were like, come on, Walt, that none of these guys have even played. And I was doing it based on talent analysis from what I had seen on film. But having said that, because I loved EZ when we saw him. I loved this the whole group from what we've seen, the little that we've seen, the high school film on two of the guys. But when I said 13th nationally, people thought, you know, again, that's way too high, Walt, because none of these guys have played. Now it sounds like we want to put them higher than that. Guess what? They still haven't played. And we've heard a lot of things from Clemson staff in the past that have proven to be overly optimistic. So I'm erring on the side of caution with this one. I want to see it. I do not think that's suddenly the best room on the team. I am not buying any of that. I'll have to see that. I've said all along it's going to be better than it was last year. All along. When I said that, people didn't want to buy that. What I was trying to sell then was like a hard sell because people didn't want to buy that. But, you know, what did you have for a running back room last year? I pointed this out repeatedly, that you had nothing the second half of the year. Nothing. You had basically no run game at all. So regardless of what this group was this year, they were going to be better than what you had last year. But now it sounds like we're trying to really pump this thing up and make it like these guys are all great, and now this running back room is the story of the camp, and you know, like this is the... This is the best room of the camp. I'm not buying that. I'll have to see more about that to believe that. I'm going to stick with what I said to begin with. I put him 13th. I think that seems reasonable, attainable. You know, again, there are questions that we don't know the answer to because we have not seen one of these guys, not one of them, handle a season's worth of carries. We don't know whether they can stay healthy running the ball. We don't know. We don't know whether they can handle the rigors of running the ball. We don't know whether they're fumblers or not. We don't know. We don't know those answers. So that's the one I'm still exercising a little bit of caution on. I mean, I think, you know, what we're hearing is great. You'd rather hear that than the alternative. But I'm still playing this one halfway. Everything we do here from 3 to 7 is black and white. I'm never on a fence, but I'm on a little bit of a fence here. I want to see more. I want to see more. Again, I put him 13th before the year. That's higher than anybody in the country would have put him. Well, Steele had him in like 40 or something, right? Didn't Phil Steele have Clemson running back room like 40, 38, 39, something like that? It was something like that, right? I had him 13. And I did it based on a talent projection, which I still believe. Which I still believe. I believe that Eazy-E and Gideon Davidson and Randall, that there's talent there. There's talent there. And I also think it's just those three guys. If those three guys are what they should be, nobody else should carry the ball. In any situation, including third and one. If Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman and he's not going to fumble the ball, then why wouldn't you give it to him on third and one? If Randall's 230 and explosive, then why wouldn't you give it to him on third and one? So, I'm optimistic about this group. I'm far more optimistic. I've been all along. That's how I put them 13th. So I'm optimistic about them. But now it sounds like now we're going to try and make them this the best group in the country. Okay, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. None of these guys have carried the ball even 50 times other than RB4 in my mind, in Adams, who, by the way, is dependable. And if the other guys don't handle their duty, then he'll be the guy who gets work. You know, if the other guys put the ball on the ground, then it'll be Adams who gets more work. When I look at this, though, from my standpoint, I mean, you have three guys who are bigger, better talents. And I would be shocked if those three guys didn't get the majority of the work, however that plays out. So I'm optimistic about it, but I want to see some of it before I go completely overboard and buy everything that we're being told now. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. 13th was really a leap in logic. 13th was a leap of faith, is what it was. Faith in what my eyes told me the talent level was. But it still needs to be proven, and that's what remains to be seen. Darren and Pickens. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I have a couple of questions, different subjects. One is, do you think, as far as Caitlin Clark is concerned, do you think that there's a kind of sort of conspiracy against her to hurt her? And
nope.
I don't know, but I saw something. I saw something where some officials were on for rigging the game against her and her team. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I think her team plays better without her, so there's that. She's the third best player on her own team, so there's that. And then she brought a lot of this on herself. She, you know, with her attitude, which was really quite visible when she was playing collegiately, and I think she brought it on herself. And the league responded in kind. And you know, here's the other thing. This is going to be hard to explain, all right? But the social media world only knows Caitlin Clark, and now they know Paige Beckers. But other than that, the only thing they know about the WNBA is Caitlin Clark, the only thing they know. And so she's the one who they saw make 40-footers, so the social media world determined she's the greatest player ever, even though she can't guard a chair, as Charles Barkley said about Doncic, and her own coach said so, by the way. And they ignore the 6 turnovers a game and the woeful shooting percentages and everything else and just celebrate and coordinate her. Well, look, you can't fool the players. The players know better. The players know she's the third best player on her team at best. They know that. So, you know, they're not buying this stuff, and they don't like her getting all this acclaim that they're not getting any. And yeah, there's an element that goes back and forth on that. But the problem, Darren, is since social media is so hyper-focused on Caitlin Clark, they ignore what's going on in the rest of the league. This league this league is like almost a dirty league now. It's not just Caitlin Clark. Everybody is being treated this way. Beckers has already had basically two concussions. You know, the whole league is like this. It's chippy. It's physical. It's sort of like basketball was when the Detroit Pistons were around in the old days, when Chuck was coaching, or when Pat Riley was coaching the New York Knicks. That's what the WNBA has become like. We don't get this in the NBA anymore, but the WNBA has become nasty and physical, and certainly Caitlin Clark has been a target of it. There's no question about that, and it works both ways. I mean, I think there's enough on both sides of that equation. I think the league lost control of this stuff a while ago in relation to Caitlin Clark in both directions, and I don't think she helps it either.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your view on that. That certainly opens my eyes to some things, but I never had anything to do with the WNBA until she got in that league, and it's just all over the place all the time now.
Well,
very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, the interest level's up. Obviously, Paige Beckers has changed that too, and I think most people are now starting to understand that they are actually watching the future women's basketball on Paige Beckers and the greatest player ever lived, as I've been saying since I saw her in high school.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. But the other question that I had is that running back that South Carolina has been trying to get from Utah State.
Faison, yeah. Rasul Faison.
What's the update on that situation?
I have not seen any final word on that. If there has been, it's come in the last couple of days, but I will check there, and I've not seen any final word on Faison's clearance. He was cleared to practice.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and